Shaboozy on BBC Radio Norfolk. It's Kayleigh here with you live from Redlands House Care Home in Helston, marking Adult Social Care Day across the BBC today. And of course, care isn't just about meeting basic needs, is it? It's also about improving people's quality of life as well. And homes across the county will run activities to spread joy, keep minds active as well. Arts and crafts can play a huge role in that. So I'll come for a quick nose at some of the activities going on already. I can see I've got the Queen here with some wonderful flowers and all kinds of arts going on around it. So let's find out what's been going on with Fortini. He's on Creative Mojo. He provides experiences for older adults. Good morning. Nearly the afternoon, isn't it?
Well, nearly afternoon. Good afternoon.
So what have you been up to today then?
Well, to commemorate their 100th birthday would have been for the Queen, we had residents create a portrait of the Queen covered in her favourite flowers. It's all about art therapy, focus, concentration. So it's a lot more than just, oh, a pretty picture. By the same time, it's all about having fun and let them enjoy a morning.
And what I love about this as well, because I can see sort of there's a butterfly here that's sort of got sort of various parts to it and different colours. You know, every flower is sort of made up of other flowers. I guess as well, this means that residents can sort of do like a little bit and sort of gradually you build up this picture with everyone's sort of little bit of work, right?
Exactly. It's always a chorus so everyone can take part. Some people can just sing along while we paint. Some can do a lot of details and copy images, and some others are just finger painting, and we'll put it all together, and each week we'll have a different theme. I go to probably 100 care homes around the area, so it's just fabulous. I love what I do. It's so rewarding. They all get very impressed at the end because they can't envisage how the last bit is going to look like, so it's fabulous.
And you know what you know, of course this is part of Creative Mojo, 100 care homes. I mean, that must keep you really busy. I'm guessing you're out most days then.
Yes, I specifically drive probably half the day from one home to the other, but I wouldn't change it. It's a fun, my purpose, and care homes that have arts and crafts, it doesn't matter if it's me or if they do it in-house, the residents get so much benefit from it. You go back into basics, you stop the noise in your head, or you wake up the quietness by and taking part.
And what kind of reactions do you get from people, you know, when you're working with them, when they're doing art? You know, do you sort of suddenly see that sort of spark, or do you sort of see that joy on their faces?
Well, I can tell you, this morning, for example, people that you don't expect to have it in them, they focus and they do so much detailed work and they add things and their creativity comes alive. And they really, really appreciate it. They always say to me, when are you coming back? Can you stay longer? And this is what makes my day. It's just that love for expression.
And I think just doing something hands-on as well, you know, sometimes I just like picking up a pencil and colouring, or you know, getting some paint on a brush and, you know, just going wild with it. There's something about that that's, I don't know, I just love it. But you must see that in residents as well.
Well, yes, because the result, it really doesn't matter. It's the process that what we care about. Sometimes we have marbles and we just paint with marbles or with tissue papers, with any sort of materials. It's just the creativity that comes alive when you don't really care about what you do. It's more about how you feel doing it.
Where do you store all the stuff? You must have a really weird cupboard in your house somewhere with marbles and tissue paper and all sorts in.
No, I actually have to rent a unit. I have a five. Yeah, no, it's a massive, massive room covered top to bottom. No, I need a space to store it, and probably I spend all weekends preparing for the week ahead. There's a lot more going on than just, you know, the hour that the residents see me. Yeah, it's a full-on business. It's a full-on job, yeah.
But, you know, to be able to do this and sort of run your own business and be a part of this, but particularly work, you know, with the care sector and come to care homes like this, why was that so important for you?
Well, my granddad had dementia, and I saw my mum looking after him for 10 years, and I am an artist, I'm a painter, so I put the two together, and Creative Mojo gave me the opportunity, because that's a big franchise, it's up and down the country, Wales, Scotland, I think they're even now in Australia. So I have the area about an hour radius around my house, and I see services that my granddad didn't have access to, so I really have a soft spot, and I go into care homes that also have mental health issues, learning disabilities, potential private homes as well. So I offer that little respite and a little bit of fun and a little bit of, you know, let's have an hour of relaxation to people. I wouldn't change it. I love it.
For today, it's lovely to meet you. Thank you so, so much. From Creative Mojo. And if you do want to find out more, creativemojo.co.uk or .com, and we'll take you to the right place.